G'day punters, welcome back to round two of the AFL Lions podcast. Off to a flying start, Chitty and Sting with 6-0 on round one. So look, stick with us guys, we know what we're talking about. Cliffo, what did you think?
Great start for us, always happy to start 6-0 rather than 0-6. Round two, always an element of caution here about overreacting to results from round one, and there are a number of teams as we go through this that we'll talk about where overreaction is quite likely in the market. But we kick things off on Thursday night at the MCG, Richmond and Carlton, the Tigers laying 6.5 to 7.5 points, total line in the low 180s. Statistically, not a lot to get excited about here, aside from the recent head-to-head record with the Blues winning 11 of the last 12. With a gun to my head, I'd say Carlton at the plus, but no real confidence, so no bet for me.
Yeah, look, it's a massive game in the context of the season, with both of these sides expected to figure there or thereabouts in the finals. Tigers disappointing last week. Rewalt, Vickery gave them nothing up forward. They need more from the big men. Carlton, they're certainly going to miss Walker's run off halfback, considering they were blown off the park with a lack of run late in the game. I'm actually thinking the Tigers will win this one, but yeah, not with enough confidence to recommend a bet on this one.
On Friday night, we go to the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, for your boys, the Hawks, against my boys, the Bombers.
Look out.
The line, the Bombers getting between 16.5 and 18.5. Total points line around the mid-190s. Greg, thoughts?
Look, I actually, shame to say this, but I think the bet here is actually Essendon at the plus. Hawthorn still a couple of key defenders short. Lake obviously still suspended. Schoenmaker's on his way back from a knee. So Danaher, Carlisle up forward. I'm just not convinced that if the Bombers can get quick possession through the midfield and use the ball well along and direct to those guys, I'm just not convinced the Hawks can actually keep them at bay. Love to be proven wrong, and certainly not going to bet into the Hawks. But if you want to have a punt on this one, look, I would think that the Bombers at the plus is probably the go.
Well, the recent head to red record is the thing that scares me here. The Hawks have absolutely paddled us the last three starts, all by 9 goals or more. Admittedly, Buddy Franklin was a big part of that. He's now gone, but no excitement for me in betting this game. But come on, you Dons.
Mate, you're done. Go the Hawkies. Go the Hawkies.
On Saturday afternoon, we're back at Etihad Stadium again for St Kilda hosting GWS. I had no sense of what to do with this game after last week. GWS, very rare visitors to Etihad. Both sides upset victors last week. I couldn't walk away from this game quickly enough as a betting proposition. Sorry, just coming back to St Kilda, 1.5 to 2.5 point favourites, total points line around the mid-180s.
Yeah, mate, look, I'm with you there. I really want to get on the Giants. They were super impressive last week. I think their win far more impressive than St Kilda's. At the end of the day, St Kilda, Melbourne, GWS probably looking all bottom four sides to knock off a premiership contender. Mumford in that side just gives them that real mongrel around the ball, and you can see the young blokes gain a leg. Not convinced the Saints have the quality of defence to shut down Patton and Cameron. So GWS probably to win this one, but you couldn't put money on it. You certainly couldn't.
Saturday afternoon, the twilight game. We head to the Adelaide Oval for the first time for showdown. Port Adelaide and the Crows. The Power laying 6.5 to 7.5. Total points line in the low 190s. Can you bet this game?
I like this game. I like it. First of all, Adelaide Oval. It's outstanding. For Port Adelaide especially, it was their spiritual home for a hell of a long time. They won a lot of premierships there. I really like Port Adelaide. I don't want to overreact too much on what we saw last week, but they are the hardest running side in the game at the moment.
Yep.
Adelaide competed really well with Geelong for three quarters, then were blown off the park. Got to put some life into Adelaide and into Port Adelaide in that regard. Hoff, the big Hoff, the big West Hoff down forward. He's an absolute freak. He dispatches everything that comes towards him. And yeah, look, I showdown one of the year, playing for bragging rights. I don't think that 7.5 is going to be enough.
Port at the minus for you. Showdowns are little tricky beasts sometimes. I was leaning a little bit the same way until I went through the head-to-head record in these. So last year, the Power won both, but by single-digit margins, and the Crows won the three prior to that. Port are entitled to favouritism, and only by a reasonable, by a fairly small amount. That's what the lines come up with. I couldn't give myself a strong enough push in any one direction here, so I'm going to let this one slide. I'm going to move on to Sydney Collingwood at Homebush, ANZ Stadium on Saturday night. The line here, Sydney laying between 14.5 and 16.5, total points line in the mid-170s. And I can find a bet here. It's our first total points bet of the year. I'm very happy to be with the under. The Pies, 10-1 under in interstate games in the last two seasons. 5-0 under as interstate underdogs. 19-7 under at night. Swans are 14-5 under at night. 8 of the last 9 between these two at the venue, 171 or less. Happy to take mid-170s and go under.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I've got a bet too here, mate. Both sides obviously paddled round one. My feel is that Sydney will rebound harder than Collingwood. Reed's still out for Collingwood, really limits their options at both ends. I know White does come back in for his first game against his old club, will want to stand up. But the key thing for me in this game is Sydney's midfield is very similar to Fremantle's in the fact that they're big-bodied, hard-running midfielders. And the likes of Pendlebury, Swan and those guys, as good as they are, they do struggle against those really big-bodied midfields. And look, I just think Sydney will get the biscuits here. And pretty happy to take 15.5.
If they can win 90 to 60, we'll both be happy.
Perfect. I'll deal with that. Deal with that.
Now, it's a twilight game over in Perth, but it'll be Saturday night Eastern time at Fremantle hosting Gold Coast at Subi. The Dockers laying between 39.5 and 41.5, total points line in the low 170s.
Total points are always low over there. Freo at home, aren't they? Look, again, it's one of those games. It's a tough one. Freo, they're a dead set machine. They've got a bevy of A graders. Sanderland's fit just gives them another dimension. To give those guys Mundy and Fife and those guys first use in the midfield. It's amazing, just the how solid they are from end to end. But that being said, the Suns, you know, Ablett 41-2 goals last week, just killing any doubt that he's not amongst one of the all-time greats of this game. And then they've got the new wave coming through. Swallows re-signed, that'll give him a boost. Prestia, these guys, they've got so many options through that midfield. So whilst I think Fremantle will win the game, I don't think it will get out to 41.5. But look, it's anything's possible over at Subi. If you play 15 bad minutes of footy, they can pull half a dozen on. So I think I'll just sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. No bet for me here. The Dockers do have a good record as home favourites over the last couple of years, but the Suns were quite good as dogs on the road last season, and they were just a little bit too good in round one to be willfully laying 7 goals against them in the second round of the season. So I'm pretty happy to let this one slide. We go to Sunday and the Gabba in the afternoon for the Lions hosting Geelong. The Lions getting around 24.5 start, total points line in the high 180s. I'm pretty keen to be with the Lions at the plus here. The Cats have covered 8 of 29 in the last couple of years as favourites of 15 or more.
And it's a damning stat. That's,
and they're that's 3 crazy. Out of their last 10 as interstate favourites and 6 out of their last 19 in the day. Lions only so-so as home underdogs, but a good record in the day, covering 13 in their last 21. The two games last year both decided by less than a kick, including the Lions winning at home. I think 4 goals is pretty good, and there's also substantial rain around southeast Queensland in the last few days, which is predicted to keep coming for the remainder of the week. So 4 goals on a wet track with a potentially low score suddenly looks like a pretty big line. I'm happy to be with the Lions at the plus here.
Look, I was thinking the same thing. Obviously, you know my feeling on Brisbane at home. They're a 5 to 6 goal better side at home. That being said, Rockcliffe out is a massive loss for them. They really lack a quality midfielder now who can win the ball, especially with obviously with the departure of Simon Black from the football club. So the likes of Zorko and those guys really need to stand up for me. I was probably leaning towards the minus here, if anything. But look, happy to probably sit this one out and watch you sweat over it, mate.
You're cheering on the Lions all afternoon.
I will be. No, I won't. I'll cheer Geelong on. Cheer Geelong on. Why not?
You're keeping the powder dry for later in the afternoon at the MCG when Melbourne hosts West Coast. Now, the Demons receiving between 40.5 and 42.5. Total points line in the low 180s. Greg, can you find us a bet here?
Oh, mate. I'm not sure what they're thinking here, the bookies. 42, whatever it is, nowhere near enough. The Demons, obviously a rebuilding football club. They were admirable last week with the way they attacked the ball. Jack Watts obviously played well, but the three best forwards at the football club aren't playing at the moment, and they just can't kick a score. They kicked 6 goals against what I believe is a bottom three side. So they've got no chance, mate. I'm actually going to load up on this one. West Coast were phenomenal last week. They're back to their best, and I'd be amazed if they don't win this one by probably closer to 15 goals. So happy to. I'm going to throw 2 units at that what I believe very small line for these two.
I'm with you on the Eagles at the minus here. We're just going to keep backing Perth sides all year. This will be so much easier.
Out of your mind not to.
For all the reasons you outlined, the last two head to head have been West Coast by 15 goals and 18 goals. And even last year when they were very poor, the Eagles, they covered all 3 games where they were favourites of more than 5 goals. They've covered 7 of their last 9 in that scenario. Melbourne's only covered 13 of their last 30 where they've received more than 5 goals. I'm happy to be with West Coast at the minus here. I'm just going to keep riding this train until it careens into a tree.
But West Coast have been a cash cow for us for the entire time we've been doing this. It's I don't know what it is, if it's the Nullarbor or what it is, but for some reason the bookies just hate them.
It's all right, I've got tickets with top 8 and top 4 with their name written on them this year, so I'll be riding them all season long. We conclude round 2 with the Twilight game on Sunday at the Docklands with the Western Bulldogs and Kangaroos squaring off. Dogs receiving 17.5 to 18.5 start. Total points line in the mid-190s. Interesting stat with North Melbourne. They do have an excellent record at Etihad, but it's actually built on the situations which they're home dogs. So they've covered 12 of their last 13 as underdogs in Victoria, but only 8 of their last 17 as favourites at home. And only 3 of their last 11 as favourites of between 15.5 to 30. That said, they have won 3 of the last 4 head-to-head against the Dogs, all by 5 goals or more. Both sides need to make a statement after pretty poor performances last week. I'm pretty happy to sit this one out.
Statement is absolutely right. North were probably as close to gutless as I've ever seen an AFL football side. West Coast, the Bulldogs over in the West obviously were outclassed, but their lack of run and lack of endeavour shone through as well. This is going to be a war, I think. Both coaches will be preaching contested footy. I wasn't actually aware that the total game points was as high as that. And with that in mind, I'm actually going to play the under here. I think there's going to be a lot of contested footy. Whilst Etihad is conducive to high scoring, I think this one will get bottled up a fair bit, particularly if Goldstein doesn't get up. I don't think that takes away North's capacity to have a runaway win. So I'm actually going to jump on the unders here, mate.
Beautiful. We've got plenty to bet on this week. So a full suite of games, and how good is it to have a full suite of games back? It's about bloody time. So just to go back through the list, for those of you who'd like the summary at the end, Greg's got 1 unit on Port Adelaide, -6.5 at $1.92 at Luxbet is the best on offer. A unit on Sydney, -14.5, and that's at $1.88 at Bet365. 2 units on West Coast, -40.5, $1.90 at TAB Sports Bet. and a unit on under 196.5 total points for the Dogs North Melbourne, $1.88 at Sportsbet. I'm with the unders, Sydney Collingwood, under 175.5, $1.88 at Sportsbet. Going to have the Lions, plus 24.5 for a unit, $1.91 at Centrebet. And I'm with Greg. I'm going to have West Coast. I'll only have them for one unit, though. Minus 40.5, $1.90 at TAB Sportsbet.
Beautiful. Well, plenty to watch this week. Thanks again for joining us, guys. Punt well, and we'll talk to you again next week.